Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. You've been, that's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12 gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Making News Nation on this Monday night. My name is Ray Bernard with Virgil Stratus, the Rough Host. And I tell you what, this weekend has been crazy and everything. I'm just now recovering from the very bad virus that's going around. And I tell you, if anybody gets this virus, you want to be very, very careful with it, because it can kill you if you're not careful and everything. But I like the results that went around today in Virginia. We're going to talk about that here a little bit. And everything. So, Russell, Virgil, how y'all doing, brothers?
Doing well tonight. We got a little bit of cool weather down this way. It'll be in the low 30s tonight. Fixing a fireplace. Virgil, how was your day? How you doing, man? I'll get into what I got to say here in a minute.
I'm ecstatic, brother. Brother, I am ecstatic. I've been yelling hoorah all fucking day. It's just been, man, look, it's one of them days where I kick myself in the ass too and say, I should have went to fucking Virginia. I should have went.
Right. You know, and what's surprising about that, even our enemies joined us together. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they all joined us, and we're peaceful. Nothing happened.
Well, now, I heard I heard reports that there was no Antifa there at all.
Actually, there was. There was one Antifa lady that got arrested.
Well, there were not as many as they anticipated, and I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into that.
But the estimated people that were there was around 80,000 people.
Where did you get that
number? Well, where did you get that number? It's varying.
ABC News. Yeah, it was ABC
News. Well, the more the numbers, the better for us.
It was 22,000 from what I understood. I wouldn't trust ABC as far as I could throw them.
right. But hey, 80,000 people—that's a lot, man.
it was between 22. They're estimating between 22 and 35,000.
22,000. I heard 22,000,
yep.
Virgil. So we're right there together.
Well, yeah. But here's the thing about Antifa. Here's the thing where they got totally, totally, legally butt fucked. And this comes from my truck driving brothers, who I've been in contact with. Apparently, those buses that were supposedly carrying the Antifa members to Virginia got pulled over when they crossed the Virginia state line for, quote, safety inspections. Okay? Safety inspections. You see, I'm going to explain this to you. It does not matter whether you drive a hotshot truck, whether you drive an 18-wheeler tanker truck, whether you drive a van, a flatbed, or a bus, a charter bus. You are subject to federal motor carrier regulations. And those regulations state any time that they want to pull you over for a safety inspection, they have full discretion to do that, and they have no time limit to do it.
Right.
So that applies nationwide.
Right.
That not only applies nationwide in the United States, that applies to Canada too. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's number one butt fuck on Northam. Because you see, not only did the sheriffs and sheriff's deputies attend that rally, but it was the sheriff's deputies that pulled the bus over because they have DOT certification to audit those buses.
Right. Okay.
Oh, this has just been a thrill for me all day. This has just been a thrill for me all day. And to everybody out there listening, that did attend a rally, I'm sorry I didn't. I apologize that I didn't. Number one, I couldn't afford it. After I got through paying all my bills and everything, after I got my money straight and everything, I just could not afford to do it. Plus, my wife went through gallbladder surgery. She's still healing up.
Right.
Okay. And there was the getting arrested factor. Okay. I cannot afford to get arrested. I have a family to support. And But to everybody out there, I want to give y'all just the biggest congratulations. And I couldn't be prouder. I couldn't be prouder. Just when you think hope, just when you think all hope is gone, you know, this happened, and this kind of reinstituted my faith in the American people. Okay. Wait a minute, Joseph. You not only came together, you came together and you were packing guns, loaded guns, okay? All races, all creeds, everybody came together in one place. And then when you left and you coming home on your way home, you took a bigger risk getting up there and coming home than you did at the rally, as far as we can see what's going on so far, because some people got in traffic accidents, minor ones, thank God, but on the way home. But the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, you left the city of Richmond. You hold on, somebody, Joseph, the breathing.
That's not me. That's not me. I think it's wrong.
Okay.
Hold on a minute.
You left the city of Richmond cleaner than when you got there.
Yeah. I saw that. They picked up after themselves. They even showed videos of them scraping up gum and stuff off the street sidewalk.
And I mean, I'm so proud. I'm becoming speechless right now, Russell. I'm just becoming speechless.
Well,
right.
The thing of it is, I mean, anytime you have a group, whether it's Second Amendment, Tea Party, whatever, you have a conservative type rally or patriotic rally, whichever you choose to call it. We do leave the place as good as, if not better shape than we found it. Now, you go to any one of these dumbass rallies, and they absolutely leave the place garbage. Now, these are the same people that tell you we're all going to die in 10 years. They're the filthiest little guys that ever walked by the earth.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Russell.
It was an excellent job there today. I'm proud of the leadership of the groups that were there today. Proud of our sheriff and deputy sheriff that just showed up in droves over there. Let me tell you, man, the government was loaded from there. A confirmation of 12, there were MC-12Ws in the air. I mean, they had that place under surveillance, man, and everybody conducted themselves in a professional manner. I think it fell on deaf ears. I don't think it's going to deter the Virginia government at all, because Bloomberg bought and paid for all those elections at those fields. He pumped millions of dollars into local elections there in Virginia to get his anti-gun people in office.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it did any good or not is yet to be seen, but it is something that will make the deep state and everybody else stand up and take notice and go, whoa, okay, so maybe we pushed too far. I don't know, but I think they're going to go for it all now, just due to what's happening,
yeah.
That they're on the chopping block.
Yeah.
But as Virgil was saying, I am just immensely proud of that crowd out there today, the people who set it up, the people who conducted it, the way they left the place, just absolutely outstanding job, gentlemen. Y'all each deserve a pat on the back.
Well, not only that, Russell, not only that, but this was the added punch in the mouth to the kick in the nuts, okay? And I'm going to explain to you why. You got 22 to 35,000 people armed to the goddamn teeth. Not one shot fired. Not one non-instigator arrested. One arrest out of all those people. One knucklehead. Okay? Now, what is your argument for gun control right now? This Northam has got a lot of explaining to do. He's going to have a lot of explaining to do to the powers that be for fucking this.
Right.
You put down all of this negative publicity on gun owners,
right,
on the AR-15, on the AK-47. You had person there that had a 50 caliber fucking Barrett loaded for bail. Okay? And not one shot fired. Not one fucking shot fired.
Yep.
How do you explain, with all the negative publicity, the spending of a couple of million dollars, calling in law enforcement agencies from all over the country to come in and help, setting up barricades, oh, yeah, walls, yeah, fences now, you know, fences to keep people out, oh, yeah, we need that now, yeah, okay, remember that, people, okay, all right, to keep dangerous people out. But all of this, and no incident.
They had, and the
please
they
explain,
had
please explain anybody, even David Hogg is doing damage control on this.
Right.
Northam, he's claiming, oh, well, because of the security, we didn't have any incidents. You had no control
right.
over that situation. The entire element of control were the people who led these groups, who supervised these groups, and the members of these groups that have good common sense, that you don't go
mm-hmm.
out acting like a stupid idiot with a firearm.
Exactly.
You legislate. You fucking want to legislate something? Legislate stupidity, because the firearm
right.
had nothing to do with it. Nothing. And then you got a shooting
got
down in the hood. You got the shooting down in the hood in Kansas City. Two people dead, 15 wounded, in a nightclub that was supposed to be a gun-free zone. But here you have up 10,000 people that was carrying God knows what, loaded with God knows what, and not a single person got shot. Imagine that.
Right. So, Ron, what is your input? I know you were at a gun rally up in up where you were at and everything, but when you heard everything that went on in Virginia up to this rally, What was your insight?
Well, if you want to know what I think it was a great showing of how people can get together, you know,
mm-hmm.
and unite when the time comes. I don't think
mm-hmm.
that it's going to stop them from still pushing their agendas nationwide. I mean, they've got a job to do. They're hired. They collect money from the powers that be to do this.
Mm-hmm.
They're still going to push
mm-hmm.
their agenda. The purpose of this rally wasn't going to stop them from doing that nationwide, but it was a good showing of patriots will unite and come together and stand for a common cause. And I think they needed to see that as well. And it wasn't just that rally. That was a great rally. That was the big one. You know what I mean? Well, there were little rallies all across the nation too, and they had to see that as well.
Right. So I know they got one coming up January 31st in Santa Fe, and Northam, whatever his name is running for president, he's buying into the red flag law here as well. So I've been doing some reading and everything on that, so he's trying to dip his money into this state like he did Virginia and stuff. So we need to see a turnout like that January 31st, you know. Everybody united, come together. I plan to attend that one and everything. But I'll tell you know, I was surprised. I was very surprised. I was shocked. I was very well. But it was a good shock, you know. But
well, the thing is, like I said, a lot of people have got a lot of explaining to do to the powers that be.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they don't have a smoke screen of blood in the streets, Holocaust, gun battle smoke screen to overshadow the impeachment sham. That's dead and gone. That's dead and gone. The only thing
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to offer condolences to through that whole rally, I believe it's estimated a number of 200,000 cups of coffee and hot chocolate got killed. I offer my condolences
right.
for that. That was the only thing that got killed. And not a paper cup,
right.
a styrofoam cup, one left on the streets.
Right.
Yeah,
they
and you go to the people that claim to be keepers of environment, you go to their rally after they leave, and it's just totally thrash. It looks like a garbage dump.
Look, The last time they had one of them environmental rallies was because of that Keystone Pipeline bullshit, and the people had, and the Forest Service had to call in backhoes to and ITs to clean up the garbage that they let that the environmentalists left behind. It was disgusting. This was, I'm telling you guys, this here, it was big to us throughout the world. It may have been small, but I'm going to tell you what. A whale is real big. We have a socialist liberal whale eating up our rights, our Constitution. The harpoon used to kill that whale is smaller than that whale. This was a harpoon that they are never, ever, ever going to recover from.
No, I agree. It proved that guns aren't the problem. But they're still going to push their agenda.
Right.
But now everybody can say, well, look at this. We had thousands and thousands and thousands of guns in one spot without a single incident. So it's not guns and it's not the gun owners. Everybody could always reflect back to this time. You know what I mean?
When well, the fact is, you're 100% right, Ron. They're not going to even begin to try to curtail their agenda. This was a great stroke for the Second Amendment. But as I said earlier in the show, that Virginia House and Senate and the governorship is owned by Mike Bloomberg, all right? He put millions upon millions of dollars into those local elections. This is ground zero, and they're going. I think they're going to continue to try to push that through, and they're going to do it knowingly against the will of the people, as what was very well shown and very peacefully shown today. And I don't think the tensions have been knocked down any. I think the Virginia state government is just as dangerous as they've ever been, and they're way more dangerous at this point in time to us than any Iranian general or anything else.
Well, yeah, Russell, and get this. You want me to put a couple of cherries on top of this chocolate cake? Okay. That son of a bitch Northrum today, while the rally was going on, drafted a bill to up the recall signatures on the petition from 10% to 25%. So tell me he's not scared. Tell me he's not scared.
Yep.
I mean, this son of a bitch is something. This what we don't know, but he's something. But they're going to pass a good bit of these bills. But I think the sheriff's departments in Virginia, hallelujah, God bless y'all, each and every one of y'all. May God keep you safe while you're doing your job. They're not going to enforce this. They are not going to enforce this. I don't see the Virginia State Police enforcing this. I don't see them because you could look on their faces in the videos. This is bullshit. This is bullshit. You could see it all written all over their faces. They don't like this any much than we do. And all of this, I mean, the governor not only lied to the people when he said, oh, we have credible threats, but not one of them came around. Not one of them.
Not a question. They arrested him before they could get them started.
Well, they arrested one. They arrested one idiot, one lesbian Antifa.
No, before that, they arrested seven that were supposed to be in a threat and they're supreme free remember.
Yeah. I guarantee you, you look on past pictures of Antifa members arrested, you'll find them.
I was thinking that same thing. Yep.
You know, the thing is the supposed racist group that they belong to, nobody has ever heard of, ever. Nobody I've talked to, nobody that I know that I've talked to anybody or whatever has ever even heard of that group anywhere. So I think you're right about that. I think that it wasn't them. It was, I bet you they were probably like Antifa, who knows. But you know what I mean? Either way.
Well, I'm going to guesstimate that you, Ron, that you had at least anywhere from, in that crowd, 5,000 to 7,000 black people. And not a one person went screaming down the street, "Oh, the Negro gangbangers done come out the woodwork. They got ARs and AKs and everything." They were just as peaceful and friendly as everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all a bunch of bullshit. It was all a bunch of bullshit. It was all a bunch of bullshit by Northam. And I guarantee you, he's shitting in his pants right now because he's got a lot of questions to answer. This was a failure. This was an ultimate failure for the liberal, Democrat, progressive, socialist party. This was a ultimate defeat for them. This was another torpedo in the ship.
Yep. Thank goodness for those sheriffs that stopped the buses. You know.
Yeah, Ron, did you know that? I got in touch with some of my trucker friends, and they said the reason the Antifa presence wasn't a factor when they crossed over into Virginia, that sheriff's units pulled them over because the sheriff's departments in Virginia have DOT federal audit certification. So the buses were pulled over for a safety inspection.
I did hear that through the grapevine that the buses got stopped. I didn't know all the details about it. You know what I'm saying?
The sheriff's department and within cooperation with weight enforcement, with heavy vehicle enforcement in Virginia, they got pulled over for a safety inspection. And that safety inspection took a long time.
Good. Hopefully it's still going on.
I guess kind of break away from Virginia here for a minute. Did I hit the nail on the head with what was going to happen in the Senate on this impeachment trial, or did I hit it on the head?
Yep, you did, right on the money.
And which senators are stirring the shit on this, causing problems? Murkowski, Collins, Romney, and that sheephead from up north there. I can't think of his name right now.
Yep.
But anyway, I told you that, and watch, see what's happening. Our Senate's going to buckle. They're going to allow witnesses, and they're going to allow the Democrats to have their way. Mitch McConnell is going to fold up like a cheap lawn chair.
I agree with what one of the Democrats that was saying. He's a constitutionalist, and he agrees there's no charges for this impeachment to even go on. So he said that even if this goes on, it's still going to fail, even if they have witnesses. This was from a Democrat. He said,
another thing, they're warning them that, okay, if you're going to call witnesses, we're going to call witnesses. We have a fair playing field here. And that means creepy Joe and Hunter are going to be called.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yep. That's what that Democrat was saying last night when I was watching. But he said, you know, he goes, "I don't like Trump, I didn't vote for him because I am a constitutionalist. This is from what I've seen and read. There's nothing in there to charge him with.
Well, here's the thing, Joseph. Here's the thing. Okay, the prosecution in a trial, the prosecution can say whatever he wants to the jury, but he's got to watch what he says to the jury, because anything said can be challenged by the defense throughout the entire House impeachment hearings. It was Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. Okay. Well, if you're going to use that, the Ukrainian call, that he tried to get evidence against Joe Biden by using his son Hunter Biden, okay, you opened the door to that cross-examination.
Mm-hmm.
So he can be subpoenaed. And let me tell you something. Sure, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, they don't have to come and testify. But to that justice, that's going to carry a lot of weight. It's going to carry more weight if they don't show up than if they do show up.
But what the point everybody keeps forgetting that I don't hear anybody speak of when they talk about this fact, if the president did straight out ask him about corruption, he would have been within his constitutional rights to see to it that our tax dollars were not going to corrupt entities. And that is not only constitutional, but a treaty that was signed because of the known corruption that went on all through Ukraine forever and ever. I mean, this whole thing. But as I said all along, it doesn't matter if there's anything there or not. If they can get enough senators to flip, this could not turn out well.
I don't think they are, Russell. I really don't think they are. I really don't think they are. You know, I don't think it's going to happen. I think the next thing that they're going to, the Democrats have gone, Pelosi and them, they've gone all in on this, all in. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, it's not going to be based on what somebody was told, then they told somebody else, then they said, and then came and testified. It's not going to be three professors testifying as to what constitutional law is to a Supreme Court justice. That would just be an insult to injury right there. Okay.
Yep.
What I see is they're gonna lose this one. They're gonna lose this one, and they're gonna come back on Trump on impeaching, trying to impeach him for breaching the peace, for dropping that missile and killing that Iranian terrorist leader. That's what I see them coming back with. And they're going to keep on going and going and going until, hopefully, God willing, and the creek don't rise. This March is the election in San Francisco. Nancy Pelosi has a challenger. She has a real good chance. I don't know how much of a chance, but she's got a good one. And if Pelosi loses, then that's it. Then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all been for nothing. It's all shot to hell.
Right. And it's like one Democrat said, like you said, they fucked up. They know they did. So they got to have the Republicans come in and get him out of it.
Plus you have Democrats in the Senate, even though they're Democrats, under the table, they're not riding this train. They're not buying these tickets. It would be suicide for them.
Right. You're right. So, you know, I don't see him getting impeached. So, but anyway, I'll tell you. What do you think, Ron?
Well, I think that it needs to happen. Everything needs to come to light. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think this trial might actually be a good thing. You know, because then there's going to be, there is so much evidence against Joe Biden and all these others, you know what I mean, that could possibly come out into the open on this. I think it's important that it starts, but I think it's, this things need to start coming to light and happening, you know what I mean? And then there needs to be followed up with arrest and trials behind that.
Right. If they're, I don't think anybody's going to be arrested. I have to agree with Werner on this one. You know, the corrupt ain't going to arrest.
I wish, I wish they would.
We're already seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
They think that the deep state, now we're not talking about elected officials now, okay? We're talking about the deep state. These motherfuckers are put into positions and left there, and they go from one administration to another, go on and on. And we've seen a fine example of what they're going to do. Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, the guy who's overseeing the reforms in the FISA program, is a guy who went after Nunes, who went after Nunes tooth and nail for helping expose that, an Obama appointee that is still in the system, and he's the one that Christopher Wray and everybody have chosen to oversee the reforms in FISA. Now you tell me what the fuck that's going to fix.
Right. All right.
The only way to fix this is a full fucking reset.
Nobody's
going
to end up doing anything. They've got too much dirt on each other.
The only thing that motherfucker might do, Russell, is change the color of paper it's printed on. That's about all he's going to do.
Yep. So, I mean, you know, where are the arrests for all this other shit that's going on? I mean, everybody was telling me what a hero Bill Barr is, and he's the man, and he's going to set it up, and do this, and do that, yaddy-daddy-daddy, and blow me on Tuesday afternoon, and ain't nothing fucking coming any of it yet. It's been 3 fucking years.
Everybody, you hang your hat on that Q shit. Hang your hat on that Q shit if you want to. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, I'm in that same spot, too. I believe it when I see it. I'm just saying it needs to happen. These people need to be held accountable. If you commit treason, you break your oath when you take office, if you're involved in money laundering, sex trafficking, all these things that these people are guilty of, right? They keep doing it and doing it and doing it because there's never any accountability over it. You know?
Exactly.
Well, you see, Ron, they want to say, okay, all right, the president violated the Constitution. We support the Constitution. We're behind the Constitution, all but the Second Amendment. That, you know, we're gonna leave that one up in the air. But we're all behind the Constitution. Okay, the Constitution says if this impeachment fails, Trump gets an extra 3 years in office. Are y'all going to go by that?
Well, and they're actually not for the Constitution. If they can eliminate the Second Amendment rights, they will eliminate your First Amendment rights and every other right after that. You know, they lie. Every time I hear them talk about the Constitution, I get physically ill. They don't know shit.
Oh, myself. I agree with you there. They wouldn't know what the Constitution was if it jump up and bit them square in the ass.
Right?
You're right about that, Russell. You're right about that. But I want to see the hell that's going to break loose when Trump tries to run on that statue for a third term. When he's allowed. Oh yes. He's entitled. He is in for the amount of time that he was in office. If he is found not guilty on an impeachment inquiry, he recovers his time as president of the United States.
He
recovers his time. He could, if he pushes the issue, there won't have to be a 2020 election. Instead of this November, it'll be 3 years from now.
Yep. But here's the, I got a question. They say that it's a violation for any president or any person running for president to buy votes and everything, right? To, you know, to get. So Bloomberg doing, you know, with the Red Cyclones donating millions of dollars into that to each state, isn't that like buying votes for popularity?
Well, that comes under the gray area of political opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's no law that says you can't spend everything you own on to get elected, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's estimated to have said he was going to spend at least $2 billion to get Trump out of office.
Mm-hmm.
But Bloomberg is not very, very popular. Bloomberg is not very popular.
We're middle, almost in February, so we'll have to see. We're creeping on by slowly, but, you know, anything's possible now. I don't know. I'm starting to see a 2020 election. I'm kind of changing my mind on that now.
Yeah. Well, I think regardless of how things go, the 2020 election will be interesting.
Yep. Yep.
And the results of it will be interesting. So you have this. You've got the one side of it, you know what I mean? That if they win, they've already
mm-hmm.
announced what they're going to do. They're going to take your gun rights. They're going to take this. They're going to take that.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to turn this into a socialist country. If they win,
right.
That's what we got to look forward to, and it's going to erupt into a full-blown battle. You know what I mean? If they lose, they're going to go absolutely nuts. And it still might erupt
mm-hmm.
into a full-blown battle.
Right.
You know, here's the thing is,
yep.
With,
yep.
you know, over in other countries, they took their gun rights away, right? Well,
mm-hmm.
what followed up after that? They took their freedom of speech away. I knew a guy in England
mm-hmm.
that was posting about what the refugees were doing over there, right? You know, the raping
mm-hmm.
and the robbings and the killings and all this. They made it against
mm-hmm.
the law to do that. He still did it, and they kicked in his door and hauled his ass off the prison.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to look forward to here, if they manage to
right.
get everybody's
rights.
Right.
Right. Well, if they're, you know, look at these Muslims that are, you know, that are here. They're trying to do that kind of, you know, the rapings, the killings, and everything where they can get away with it. In fact, they're doing it in England and you know, in other places.
Right. Well, in Australia, when they took the gun rights away there, right? Right after
mm-hmm.
that, they made it illegal for you to belong to an MC,
mm-hmm.
you know, a motorcycle club. You weren't allowed to belong to that anymore. And they were hauling people off the prison for that. So if you don't have your Second
mm-hmm.
Amendment right, you lose all your rights.
Oh, right.
And they,
oh,
they're
right.
Very
not only,
they won't take
not only belonging to a motorcycle club, but wearing any type of club insignia
yes.
is a crime
yep.
in Australia now.
It is. I had a buddy of mine who belonged to an MC over there, and some of his friends went down over that.
Wow.
So that's
you know,
what we get to look forward to.
Yep.
If they have their way.
And hopefully, right. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens, you know. Like I said, if Trump wins, he's trying to fix it, but he's only one man. He can't do it all, you know. And some things I agree with, some things I don't agree with, but he's done a remarkable job. You know, you got to admit that.
He's done better than Hillary. Would have. He's done better than other people that would have been in that position would have. You know, I mean, I don't really. You see me on my page and stuff. I don't get into that, right? I mean, people hate Trump or they like him or whatever, and I don't get into that kind of debate with them. You know what I mean? I figure one of the great perks of this country is you have the right to not agree with me. You know,
right.
But I'm in the same boat. He's done things I like. He's done things I don't. But I also understand what the alternative was. And the alternative was far worse.
Exactly.
Yep. So, he is trying to get power back to the people, but my gosh, man, these snakes. There's a lot of them.
Well, it's going to be a fight all the way through. It's just the way it is, on every level.
Well, you've got to remember that the reason it's going to be the battle that it's going to be is because we allowed them to go on with this shit as long as it's gone on. Chipping away at our right, all of them, speech, privacy, Second Amendment, fixed taxation. My God, people are going to be pissed about something. Be pissed about that. I mean, look, they take 30% of what I make, and that's just federal, all right? It's property tax, sales tax, fuel tax. It just goes on and on. If you sit down and figure it out, between the Fed and your local government, they're already taking half or better than what we make.
Right.
What's bad about the position I'm in, you see, when it comes to taxation, you see, I drive a truck. I drive a big rig. I pull tankers. Okay? If I go through a state and I don't buy a certain amount of fuel in that state, like I fuel up in Mississippi, I go clean through Louisiana, clean through Texas, and go up to Oklahoma, then buy fuel again. Well, I have to pay Louisiana and Texas a road use tax because I didn't buy fuel from them.
Right.
Yep.
And for those people that live in California, they got to pay an air tax. I mean, how the hell do you justify charging people for breathing air?
Well, they entitle all these bullshit taxes because, okay, we're going broke. We got to tax something. Huh, who can we tax? What can we tax? Okay, let's tax some air. Let's tax air. Nobody's going to say anything about it, but we'll justify it. We'll tax the air so we can support these illegals and pay people to clean shit up out of the middle of the streets. You know, they have to come up with something. Something.
Right.
You see, we just lost the state of Louisiana because of John Bel Edwards. We just lost a $50 million facility. They went to Alabama. They chose Alabama over Louisiana because John Bel Edwards would not give them the tax incentive.
Wow.
To hire over 1,000 people. 1,000 people. They got some people pissed about it, too. They got some people pissed.
Well, hell, over there in the Seattle region, that's about, I don't know, 5 hours, you know, from me, if I were driving, they tried to implement a head tax. And it was an outrageous number. I think it was like something like $450 per an employee on, like, places like Amazon and stuff like that. And Amazon was like, you know, you can kiss our ass. I said, we'll pass. They said, we'll close down and we'll leave the state, period. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So then they dropped it down to $250 a head tax. And supposedly this was to build shelters for homeless people, right? We all know that's bullshit. It was going to line their pockets. You know what I mean? Period.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you times that by a few thousand people, you know what I mean? That's a lot of money.
Yep.
So, you know, those taxations drive businesses and companies out, and people don't have jobs, well, then you got more homeless people.
Well, Ron, if you can con a million people to send you $1 a piece direct to your house through the mail, send you $1 a piece, what does that make you within a week if all those 1 million people fall for your shit? Makes you a millionaire, doesn't it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. A good line of bullshit beats luck any day of the week.
Right.
And that's why we need term limits in the House. We need term limits in the Senate. We need to get rid of the trash in there. We need, you know, a lifetime job in a plant or a factory or running a business is fine. 25, 35 years, that's fine. Not for a politician. Not for a politician. Not by a long shot.
Well, and way back in the day, you know, way back, they used to do their time. They were ranchers and average people and stuff like that that would go into the office. They would do a short term, and they would go back to their ranches and their jobs and whatever. You know what I mean? They did their service. They moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have politicians that stay in their whole lives, sucking the system dry.
Well, if that's the case, then it ought to go back to the way it used to be, you know, an equal playing field with the presidency. I mean,
right.
if you're going to be a lifetime senator or congressman, you know, okay, well, give the president, the president is at your mercy to pass these laws, to pass his agenda, to pass his economic plans, blah, 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 blah. You know, that should be the equal playing field for all. If you're going to term limit a president, you need to term limit the Congress and the Senate.
Well, I agree. If you're in there for too long, you're going to get corrupt. You know, or if you're already corrupt and you go in there, well, now you're there for 30 years being corrupt. You know, there needs to be an end to that.
Right. And they keep, you know, what bugs me is they keep yelling, nobody's above the law. But look, Pelosi, Schumer, and all them, they think they are, but they are the law.
Yep.
You know?
Well, and there was a kid I worked with years ago.
You go to a dealership, you go to a car dealership, motorcycle dealership, you go to fucking Walmart. Everything has a price tag on it. And that includes the law. That includes the law. It's got a price tag on it. It's just too high for me and you to see.
Yep.
Go ahead, Rob. What were you going to say?
Well, I used to work with this kid, and his father-in-law was actually was law enforcement in the federal government, right? And he goes, my father-in-law told me, he goes, it's not the same standard for citizens versus politicians, all them. He goes, if they got it set up, basically, so that you can't just go in there and arrest them. He goes, it's totally different. He goes, it's not the same standard. It's not the same process as it is for if they wanted to come after me or you. You know what I mean?
Maybe they should rewrite that law.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, is that actually in the constitutional law, it says that they're supposed to abide by everything that they make us abide by.
Mm-hmm.
So that's illegal by itself.
No, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, insider trading is perfectly legal if you're a member of Congress and Senate.
That's right. That's right. They passed that law. They passed that law. Along with the sister law that you couldn't sue Monsanto. The only corporation in America that has laws on the books that prevents you from suing them.
Right. I found it was interesting when they passed I heard that they had passed a law like, I don't know, decades ago that you weren't allowed to hang them anymore. That should have been everybody's first initiation that something was going downhill quick.
Well, like I said, you know, this last 3 years have been absolutely unbelievable. Now, a lot of us knew what was going on for decades and decades, and we've talked about it and tried to tell people what was going on, and to no avail. And we were called every name imaginable other than correct. And like I said, now that all this is exposed and it's out there in the open, nobody knows what the fuck to do about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my dad's been preaching this for...
There's nothing that we can do about it short of a full reset. And I don't think the people have the stomach for it. I don't know. What do y'all think?
Well, my dad's been preaching this for years, too, and he got called everything also, even by family members. You know, conspiracy theorists, I mean, all nine yards, right? Now here it is, mm-hmm. and all this is coming out because they don't care anymore. They've gained so much power, they're out in the open about it, you know? Mm-hmm. And now they're all like, well, gee, he was right. Well, you know, he's been preaching this at us since we could walk and talk, but so it wasn't a shock for us, you know what I mean? But...
Well, you know, I got a lot of flack for my statement when I said, you know, about members of the military nowadays. You know, I got called every name in the book for that. Okay. But what I try to explain, okay, my words were not demeaning. I was in the military. Russell was in the military. We have a lot of people that we know that listen to the show was in the military. The thing mm-hmm. is, we were sold a bill of goods. We were sold, we were played to our patriotic feelings for our country in order to serve the military industrial complex. Okay? We were put there to not protect the Constitution, but to protect Halliburton, to protect Air America, to protect British Petroleum. You know, we're there to protect the interests. You know, Michelin and Firestone in Southeast Asia. You know, it's. There is, you know, these threats that are made up by foreign countries that you hear about on the news and everything. This is bullshit. It's bullshit. No fucking way is Iran going to want to get in the boxing ring with America. No way in hell. They can talk all they want. They can burn flags all they want. They don't want to fuck with us.
But haven't you noticed ever since that general got killed, you haven't heard a thing out of Iran? Not in a while, not in the last week or two anyway. I haven't heard anything.
Well, you haven't heard anything out of anybody on this because somebody went back in history and said, huh, went and looked in some paperwork and said, huh, well, Obama didn't have approval of Congress when he killed Gaddafi. What's the fucking difference?
Right. Right.
Well, and I think right, Iran has gotten quieter about it because they realize that, well, we can send a bomb anywhere we want over there and wipe out whoever we want, whenever we want. I think that was handled the way it should be. It made a point.
Well, Ron, years ago, there was a colonel in the Philippines called Blackjack Pershing. All right, he was having all kind of problems with the Filipino Muslims over there. They were raping, they were killing, they were doing everything they could. So finally, they captured 50 of them. They lined 49 of them up against the wall. This is actual true history. You can look it up. What is that background noise?
It sounds like a dog or something back there.
No, it sounds like a TV or a radio or something.
It's not me.
Not me.
Anyway, he lined up 49 of them against the wall, and he had his men bring out 3 pigs, and they slaughtered the pigs with their bayonets, and they soaked the bullets for their rifles in the pig blood.
Mm-hmm.
And then they shot them motherfuckers with them. And then they buried the 50 bodies with the pig carcasses. They left one son of a bitch alive to go back and tell the other ones what they had fucking done. For 60 years, you didn't hear a peep out of them son of a bitches. A peep
yep,
out of them.
Right.
Wow.
And that's a fact of history. That is a fact of history.
Yep.
Right after the Spanish-American War, right after the Spanish-American War, when the Americans took over the Philippine Islands, when Spain surrendered, they surrendered Cuba, and they surrendered the Philippines territories.
Mm-hmm.
The United States was in charge. And they was giving them all. They was giving the Americans and the Filipino people hell over there until he did that. And then they became quiet as mice and twice as nice.
Well, you make a strong enough statement, and it puts people in check. It's just the way it is.
All right. Well, hey, we got to go on break. But you guys want to come back for the other hour, or do you want to take off, or...
It's up to you
guys.
It's up to you guys.
It's up to y'all. I care not.
No fucks given here. What do you want to do, Joseph? You the one got you the one sick.
Yeah, I know. And I'll just sit here thinking. Well, we can come back tomorrow night and everything, and we'll continue our talking and stuff. But I tell you, again, hey, you know, we saw a little bit of history today up there in Virginia, and we're pretty proud of all that. And let's see what happens. Let's see what happens, you know.
And it was a big blow. It was a big blow
yeah.
to opposition. It was a very big blow. They have to do a lot of damage control now. A lot of damage control.
They got a big spanking. Yep, that was a big spanking. I tell you, so we're very proud of you all.
I mean, you know, guy, you got what up to maybe 50, 100 people in a nightclub in Kansas City, and some homie goes to busting caps in the club, kills 2 people, injures 15, wounds 15, and then you have up to 1,000 motherfuckers carrying some serious artillery and hand cannons that get together
mm-hmm.
and congregate in one place. And not
right.
even a scrap of paper is left on the street.
That's saying something. Right. So, well job, everybody up there that went to Virginia and everything. But we will be back tomorrow night and stuff. And I hope that I feel a lot better tomorrow, but I tell you, this virus, man, it's a mean one. Once it gets a hold of you, it won't let you go. but I tell you, but y'all be careful out there, and and everything. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. So, good night, everybody. Good night, Virgil.
Good night.
Good night, Ron.
All right, Johnny.
Good night.
Keep warm, Johnny.
Yep.
All right, get down.